Colorado health officials are expecting an increase in the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus in the state, although the Delta variant still accounts for a majority of cases. At a news conference yesterday, Dr. Rachel Herlihy of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said the percentage of tests coming back positive has increased with cases starting to rise again. The fifth wave of infection during the pandemic, which peaked just before Thanksgiving, had been dropping, with hospitalizations down to about 1,030 people as of yesterday afternoon. But Herlihy said that usually the positivity rate increases first, then hospitalizations and deaths in days and weeks after. She added that cases are spiking in the mountain communities that are popular with tourists, and there's some sign that spread may be increasing in the Denver area. The state is opening new sites for testing and vaccinations along the Front Range, according to Governor Jared Polis. Yesterday, officials in Larimer County asked residents to test for the virus before going to holiday gatherings to reduce its spread. The Denver Center for the Performing Arts canceled more shows for the already long-delayed run of The Lion King because of the virus, bringing the total number of called-off shows to 10. And last night, the Denver Post reports that with less than 2 hours before a basketball game between the Colorado University men's team and the Kansas University, officials canceled it because of COVID-19 issues with the CU program. The prosecutor of the truck driver who killed four people in a crash 2 years ago has started the process to reduce the 110-year prison sentence handed down to Rogel Aguilera Medeiros. Alexis King, the DA for the 1st Judicial District, filed the documents Friday. However, she did not announce she had done so until yesterday. The Denver Post reports that the move is an abrupt about-face for King's office, which had filed and pursued the charges that assured Aguilera Medeiros would go to prison for decades if convicted. The prison term has attracted more than 4.5 million signatures to an online petition asking for clemency from the governor. Judge Bruce Jones, who imposed the 110-year sentence last week, said that under the law he had no discretion and would have sentenced Aguilera Medeiros to a different prison term if he could have. James Colgan, attorney for Aguilera Medeiros, told the Post that the DA's request is about political survival, and she is scrambling because she's feeling a lot of heat. Colgan said that he has already submitted a request for clemency to the governor on behalf of his client. Judge Jones has scheduled a hearing for Monday to discuss the DA's request and whether it's premature. According to state law, a reduction in the sentence cannot be made until about 120 days have passed after Aguilera Medeiros enters prison. The first meeting of the state's new Environmental Justice Action Task Force took place earlier this week. Westward reports that the task force was set up during the last session of the Colorado legislature. The group is charged with making recommendations by November next year, suggesting practical ways to address environmental justice inequality across the state and focus on communities that are disproportionately impacted. The task force comprises 27 members, 9 appointed by the governor, 16 appointed by the legislature, and 2 by tribal governments. One member is Ayan Thomas Tafoya, who is the state director of Green Latinos. He told Westward he is proud that many individuals from his community are included in the task force. The Bureau of Land Management announced yesterday that it would accept nominations for development of solar energy zones in Colorado. According to the Associated Press, the BLM also approved 2 solar projects in California's Riverside County, enough to generate power for about 130,000 homes. Solar development zones were proposed under the Obama administration to open utility-scale energy projects on public lands in Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah. Yesterday's announcement is part of President Joe Biden's effort to shift away from fossil fuels to counter climate change. The Aurora City Council voted on Monday night to give bonuses of $8,000 to each police officer next year. The move is an effort to retain officers after nearly 90 left the department last year. The resulting turnover rate was nearly 20%. The Sentinel reports that the bonuses will not require an officer to stay with the Aurora Police, and the vote approving the payments was along party lines. The money will come from federal pandemic funds and will amount to about $6 million total. The council members opposed argued that the bonuses should be offered to other city workers as well, including firefighters. However, those supporting the payments to police officers said they were a more pressing issue. It will be mostly sunny today with highs in the low 60s and gusty winds are possible. Tonight a low of 37 and tomorrow mostly sunny with the high near 60. Right now it's 46 in Boulder, 35 in Denver, and 36 in Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.